Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People in Ohio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday Ryan. Show. Andy and Randy here with you. Trueville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the NFL no huddle as we look ahead to Week 14. Week 14 kicks off tonight in the National Football League between the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. It's a pretty fun Thursday night game, too,
yeah,
by
man.
The way. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, you can hear that game. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. Like we mentioned, Brandon Adams will join us at 12:20. Dog Nation Daily podcast host normally joins us on Tuesdays, but the week's been a little different schedule-wise this week, so we'll talk to him in the next hour. We'll get back into a couple different college football conversations in a minute.
What were you telling me just a second ago that Vanderbilt is trying?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because you said Vanderbilt is trying to have a 13th game.
So what I'll say is this is from Pete Thamel,
okay.
And it says they explored the possibility of playing a 13th game this weekend,
okay.
Which I guess is something they can do. They called it an exempt 13th game this weekend as a way to give one final showcase for the college football playoff.
Okay,
which is pretty awesome. Like,
who would they play?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You had to have found an opponent, right? And who's the opponent that you're going to play that's going to prove anything?
Exactly.
Right. It's not like you're going to. And again, like I don't know. Maybe
you called Cristobal.
Somebody, yeah, like somebody else on the bubble. Like, because, yeah, Texas, they already played them, so
yes.
They probably wouldn't Texas beat them, so Texas wouldn't want to do that. But, yeah, like, yeah, that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If somehow Miami and Vanderbilt were like, all right, to hell with it. We both need it. Let's play. Where are we going to play at?
Where
let's meet in the
it.
Middle. Let's Macon. I don't know. They got a stadium.
I'm sure Macon got a stadium down there.
We'll meet in the middle.
Over there at Mercer.
Yeah, we'll
meet
at
Mercer. And let them play right there. Well, I mean, that's pretty funny. I would love to see Diego Pavia in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would too.
I would love to see him.
I would too.
He's a damn fun player to
also
look at and watch.
Don't doubt that plays into their decision making.
Oh yeah.
When it comes time on Sunday.
Yeah, you want to see him and you want to see Mama Pavia.
Yeah. No problem with that.
Yeah, man, Mama Pavia. Yeah, man. She getting that airtime.
No problem here.
Yeah, man. Mama Pavia, she thick like zoo glass, man. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Yeah, exactly right. My thoughts exactly. Yeah, I think we're robbing the nation. You're robbing the nation the enjoyment of not putting them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They also, like, to be fair, again, I know we haven't done a ton of, like, scenario arguing and stuff because it's just, you know. It really is a waste of your time because there's nothing you can do about it. But there is a pretty good argument for Vanderbilt having deserved to be moved up at least a spot or two last week if Alabama was going to be because Vanderbilt went on the road and beat Tennessee, who was ranked, and 9-3. And Tennessee is a pretty good team. Not a great team, but Tennessee had a pretty good year this year,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Fair to say. They're 9-3, and they went up there and they beat the hell out of them.
They beat they ass.
It was 45-24, something like that. Like, and they beat them so bad they're not ranked anymore.
Yeah.
And I guess the committee held it against them that they're not ranked anymore, even though they were ranked by the committee last week when they beat them.
Yes.
And Alabama got the benefit of moving up one spot by barely hanging on and beating Auburn.
I mean,
and it was on the road. But
that's when we know program bias.
I know.
We understand.
It's a shame.
That. We understand that.
It's a shame. There should be mom bias. Yeah, Who's the mom from Alabama? There's nobody. I've seen Ty Simpson's mom before. No offense. She might be pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the...
I don't know what she looks like. She might be. If she was, they probably would have shown her.
She probably would have showed her more. Yeah. Who knows, man? But I mean, I'm just still, and I'll go, I don't even think it's a hill to die on. They should not have automatic bids.
Agreed.
Nobody wants to see.
Outside of the
James
people that
Madison,
live in Harrisonburg,
and,
Virginia.
Yeah. Well, we'll see them be three touchdown
That's right.
underdogs
Nobody
in a playoff game, man. But, you know, it is what it is, man. But I think that, you know, when you look at this weekend, like the game, in my opinion, that can affect everything is the Big 12 championship.
Mm-hmm.
Because if BYU wins, BYU's going to be in it. Obviously, Texas Tech's in the playoffs already, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
So you look at that, who
does
that push?
That's a spot that steals from a Miami, a Notre Dame, a Texas,
yes.
a Vanderbilt, schools like
yes.
that, right?
What if Duke wins?
Right. Then that steals another spot.
Yeah. So
because that means that one of the other non-Power 5 or Power 4 schools gets in, right? Like, if Duke wins, then Virginia's not going to the playoff, obviously. Duke's not going to the playoff, obviously.
Yeah.
The Big Ten champion is going, the SEC champion is going, and the Big 12 champion is going,
right.
one way or the other,
right.
whoever those schools
right.
are. And obviously, with the Big 12 championship, like you said, if it's BYU, Texas Tech's still going too. So that's a spot that could have been for somebody else. If Texas Tech beats the hell out of BYU, BYU probably isn't going to go.
No.
Right? I don't think there's any scenario where Alabama could do enough damage to themselves to not go.
I don't think so either.
I don't. Georgia beats them like 41-0 or something
yeah.
like that, and somebody gets hurt,
yeah.
maybe, but like probably not.
No,
more than likely Alabama's going as well.
I think so too. But I mean, I think the thing with this game right here, and we'll get more in it today and obviously tomorrow.
Let me just finish that off real
okay,
quick.
Go ahead.
Because what all that was to say that if Duke does beat Virginia, then not only is the winner of the of the Sun Belt, is James Madison going to get in? But
yeah.
The winner of the Tulane North Texas game is going to get in too.
Yeah.
Because they'll also be one of the highest
yes.
ranked
yes.
conference champions.
Yes.
So then, even more to your point
yes.
originally, which was no offense to those teams, but nobody really wants to see them
yes.
get blown out.
Yes.
Then there's going to be two of them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you tell me how you fix that. Because I don't know how they fix it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't
it's
know,
on the ACC to
like,
be better.
Yeah, I think that too.
like be better.
But I mean, and I don't know how it goes about working of taking these teams out. Like, we're gonna eliminate that.
Yeah.
Only way they can do that is if they don't have that.
Yeah.
The automatic qualifier.
I know. Well, because, I mean, they changed what they did last year to this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because last year it was the five conference highest ranked conference champions and the top four got byes,
right?
And that's how they did the byes. They redid that by saying that they're just going to rank it how they want, and those are the teams that get the bye. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just take it away, you know? I mean, they'll get pushback from the ADs from the Sun Belt and the American and stuff like that.
But yeah.
I don't think that Greg Sankey cares.
He don't.
you know?
He don't. Greg Sankey wants 10 automatic bids for the SEC.
That's what he wants. Let's
yeah.
do a 12-team playoff
yeah.
and 12 auto bids
yeah.
for the SEC.
I think LSU deserves to be in if you tell me, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, that's Greg Sankey right now trying to sell
He'd be
the
advocating for Kentucky. He's like,
yeah.
if you really look at it, they gave Texas a pretty tough game.
Yes, look at their losses and look at how the game played per minute. Like, they come up with the dumbest daggone, like – phrases and stats to try to make something look good. Game control.
Game control. Yep.
Game. What the hell is game? Did they yep. win or lose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. They had 3/4 of game control, even though they did lose by 3.
Mm-hmm.
They lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
They lost.
Like, nobody gives a dag on. Oh, you know.
Yeah. No.
Whatever.
The one that annoys me the most is because again, like, we're just talking about football,
yep.
right? We're not talking about. It's data points. Like, we're just talking about football.
Yep.
The thing that annoys me the most is when they try to make a win a data point. I understand if you're splitting hair. Like, if it comes down to, just for argument's sake, if it comes down to Miami and Vanderbilt, they have the same record, and then they didn't play each other.
Yep.
Then you have to start going, okay, they did this against this guy. Maybe they don't have any common opponents, whatever. Then you have to start going to actual data points. But you can't tell me that Miami beating Notre Dame is a data point. That's
not
a data point.
It's a win.
It's a game that they played,
yes.
and they beat them.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't care how many points that they lost their first two games by. Oh, they lost to Texas A&M and Miami by a combined 4 points. But they lost them.
Right. And it's also, it's not like we're talking about, because people say, well, head-to-head, well, what about Florida State and Alabama? That's not what we're talking about. Florida State and Alabama are not being compared to get into the playoff.
Right.
These teams are.
Yes.
Because their resumes are close and they played each other and one of them won and one of them lost. Like, and if that, man, if that is how it comes down on Sunday, then I don't have, I don't justify any of it anyway because it's not up to us to do that. But I do think a lot of the time they end up getting it right. Like they say a bunch of stupid stuff, but then they end up getting it right. But if Miami's left out and Notre Dame gets in, that's wrong.
Yes.
That's wrong. They beat them.
Yeah.
They beat them. And if you're just telling us that games don't matter, then Sark is right too. Then Sark going on TV and whining about who he's playing, like, then you're validating all of this anti-football behavior.
Yes.
And that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, again, it is football we're talking about.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a lot of great games. I think, you know, the intriguing one probably is the Big Ten title game, in my opinion. I know that, you know, we just talked about the Big 12 and all those things, but I mean, I think Indiana's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good they are, though. I think Ohio State's really, really damn good.
Yep.
I think they're really, really damn good. So that's going to be one of those things where that's going to be a great challenge. Obviously, Duke and Virginia, I just need Virginia. I need Duke to win.
I floated the idea this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because y'all going to Charlotte.
Because my wife's off this weekend, or this week, and so I was making breakfast, and I was like, hey, Saturday night after the birthday party, we'd go see Duke and Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, in what? And I was like, they're playing in Charlotte on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, in men's? I was like, yes, in men's football.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I thought you meant basketball.
I would have thought the same thing.
I was like, no, they're playing in men's football, which no one's ever called it.
Yes.
It's men's basketball, women's basketball.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a men's football game between Duke and Virginia on Saturday night.
What?
Yeah. She said hard pass.
Hard pass?
Hard pass.
Yeah, I mean, but you're going to be up there for that one. I mean, I think that should be.
I'm not going to be up there for that one. I mean, I'm going to be up there for my nephew's birthday party. You'll be up there with
Charlotte and everything like that. And then obviously the game over in Mercedes-Benz, Georgia, Alabama. A lot of key players banged up. We found out Drew Bobo's not going to play. I think Overstreet for Alabama, their big time pass rusher. He's probably not going to play in this game. Don't know jam status. So I mean, it's going to be a Georgia Alabama game.
Yeah.
Probably a 3-point game somewhere in that area. Whoever gets the ball last, who doesn't make the mistakes in this football game, is going to end up winning. Georgia needs to win this game. Got a Bama problem. I just saw the trivia question: who has the most SEC game losses? Kirby. That's 4 SEC game losses.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The most losses in the SEC championship game?
Now, considering how many times we go, you're going to lose some of them.
Well, yeah, this will be his 8th.
Yeah, you're going to lose some.
And so if he wins, then he's 4-4.
Yeah.
I mean, how many have 4, you know, wins? Not many.
Not many. Only
Nick Saban.
Nick and maybe.
Maybe Spurrier?
Maybe Spurrier. I know Mark Rick has 3.
4 is a lot. But yeah, right. They do. They need to beat Alabama.
Yeah, they need to beat Alabama.
That's the last, you know. That's the last frontier at this point. Kirby's conquered everything else.
But
they're better than Alabama is right now, and they've been better than Alabama for about 5 years now. And yet Alabama still has beat.
Always wins.
Yeah, Alabama still always wins the game.
They always beat us.
I mean, it ended the undefeated season. Could have very easily been back-to-back-to-back national championships in 23.
Yep.
And
that's
Georgia was better than Bama, and the game just sort of went the way that it did.
And you know, hopefully it's not a missed call.
Yeah.
Because they missed the damn call. We understand the dude dropped the damn football.
Sure.
But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you don't want to happen in this game. Because those things go against Georgia all the damn time. So, I mean, you know, they got to go out there. It's going to be different without Drew, you know, because he's the quarterback of the line. He's the one guy, the constant and everything like that.
Who, and we can ask BA this in half an hour, I know that they had – obviously, the backup came in on Saturday.
Yes.
Who plays?
I don't know.
I know they've been trying a few different guys. I know.
I don't like the fact they're trying these guards at center. You know, I know that there's a backup center to Drew. He's probably not as good as Drew.
Oh, of course
not. But I'm sure there is a backup.
Is it Malachi Tolliver?
Because
he's
him.
A freshman.
Oh, good.
And I had – there was a couple of other different names that I had seen that had been getting snaps throughout, you know, preparation. We'll ask BA about that when we get him on in the next hour. He'll probably know a little bit better than we do. But that's the game. If I'm looking at Saturday, because
mm-hmm.
you know Friday night's gonna be fun too, because those games matter also.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State.
That's right.
Playing a Conference USA title game.
Kennesaw State's got a chance to win a conference title. That's awesome.
Yes.
But James Madison wins, they're likely going to the playoff. Maybe not necessarily. If Tulane wins, they're almost certainly going to the playoff. North Texas also
has an opportunity.
Their
coach is coaching the game, too.
North Texas is too.
Yeah.
And James Madison's coach is leaving, too.
Yeah, he's going to God.
Somewhere. I don't remember where, but yeah, UCLA maybe. Yes. I think it is UCLA. Yeah, so all those guys are leaving and they're coaching. But just of all the games that are going to be played on Saturday, the Power Four conference games, I wouldn't be surprised if any of them are blowouts other than the SEC title game. It would shock me if the SEC championship game is a blowout.
Yes, 100%, one way or the other. 100%.
I think that's going to be 24-21. Like somebody kicks a field goal late.
Like they always
and
are.
And it's just going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be like this game is going to be like they always are.
I think Texas Tech's going to beat the brakes off BYU.
I don't
BYU.
Think they're going to beat them as bad as they beat them. And because I think Texas Tech is good. I think BYU is good. I don't think it's hard to blow out a team twice.
True. Unless you're, way, better
unless you're way better than them. Yeah. And so BYU, because one thing of what happened last against the game down there in Texas Tech.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Heck, BYU couldn't run the ball.
That's right.
If BYU can't run the ball,
well,
they can't
Texas
win.
Texas Tech couldn't score. They couldn't remember score
they scored
either.
Like five field goals
they
or something like that.
They just kept kicking field goals.
Yeah, they kept kicking field goals.
Yeah.
But I love watching plays. I like that damn linebacker.
You got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, Texas Tech.
I love that dude.
Is it Rodriguez?
Rodriguez? Oh, God, yeah. I love.
He should be in New York for the Heisman ceremony.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry.
Dude, I mean, you're absolutely correct. Because that dude there is a damn ball player.
BYU also should be like feeling good. Like there should be really good vibes. They're 11-1. They're in the title game, and they just threw all the money at Kalani Sitake to keep him. And they love Kalani Sitake.
Almost a two touchdown.
I know, right? Yeah. 12.5. Hmm. I don't know. Like, I hope it's a really good game in the Big Ten championship game, but Ohio State might be like that much better than
I just think
people.
That, I'm with you right
they're
there.
They're really good.
Hey, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the hour. Week 14 begins tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Cowboys and the Lions. And Brandon Adams is going to join us at 12:20 as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone. Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.